Okay, and welcome back. Without a doubt, one of the biggest controversies of the last, seven, eight, nine, almost 10 years over the United States and many of the countries of the so-called developed world has been the conundrum, the mystery, and the issue of chemtrail aerosols being sprayed in the skies above us. Not only here in the U.S., as I've said, but we had so many pictures from Australia, from Europe, you name it, all over the place. Heavy spraying, big, thick, white plumes of cotton candy would come out of the engines of jetliners. They wouldn't dissipate. They would spread out and in many cases cover the entire sky. We have literally thousands of pictures on the internet showing this phenomenon. But they seem to, chemtrails and aerosols seem to, have been less apparent in the last 6 to 12 months, maybe longer. I used to get 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 or 8 emails a week full of photographs showing these incredibly obvious things going on overhead. Grid patterns, X's, you name it. We've seen it and you've seen it. It is now something I don't get. My email is bereft of photographs of stories of chemtrail spraying. It's not to say it's not still going on. Once in a while I get a note from someone, but the volume of aerosol spraying seems to have diminished dramatically. Has it? Or have they gone to a different kind of deployment? Maybe spraying overnight, maybe spraying in such a fashion now that the obvious evidence is not so obvious to the eye. Well, we don't know the answers to all these things, but here tonight to shed some light on this issue in terms of where it stands today is, without question, the world's, in my opinion, and I am not alone, foremost patriotic, legitimate, scientific, independent researcher of aerosol spraying in the skies, Clifford Carnicom, whose website is a goldmine, a treasury of research, which shows, if nothing else, what an average American can do when he or she makes up his or her mind to go after a mystery and try to solve it. Clifford Carnicom's contributions have been absolutely stupendous, in my opinion, and I urge all of you to read his website. Look at it, study it, pass it around. Whether chemtrails again show in the skies as they were practically everywhere, practically every day seemingly, or not, I don't know. We'll find out now what Clifford has to say about that. Welcome back to the program, Clifford.
Good evening, Jeff. Thank you very much for the very kind introduction and the opportunity to speak with you again tonight. I know it's been a while, probably, I'm guessing, about a year or so.
Well, time flies, my friend. I don't know, but it has been a while, and it's very easy to speak the truth. And what you have contributed to this mystery is truly extraordinary by any measure, and I'm on behalf of millions of people, I want to thank you.
I thank you very much also in return. You know, it's fair to say that, you know, you're the first person that I really ever ran into that was willing to take on this subject in a very open forum very early in the game when the debunking crowd was sort of at its height to try and control the media. Your willingness to take on the subject was quite obvious and apparent. In an open forum, and I think in the similar pursuit of the truth, basically, I think that's our ultimate goal here.
Well, it is, yes.
Is to simply find out what has happened.
All right, well, my other remarks, I hope will open a number of doors to you listening out there to think about this, and just because you're not seeing them, let's not forget how bad these things were 4, 5, 6 years ago. It was absurd. I'll never forget the first day I saw one. And in the beginning, in the first few months of this, I'd look at the internet and talk to people, and I had my doubts. I didn't understand. But I was laying one day, Clifford, I've told this story to you before, but I was laying at a friend's guest house, just resting in the afternoon, and the guest house was such that it had open glass on part of the ceiling, and I was able to look up in Santa Barbara, in Montecito, to be exact, at this beautiful blue sky. It was 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I just laid down for 20 minutes or so, and I was watching the sky, and nothing, not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful day. And overhead at what couldn't have been more than, 15,000 feet, comes a big, fat, silver jetliner. And behind it is this giant three trail plumes behind it in this clearly unusual spraying. And I'm watching it, and my God, is that plane, I thought for a moment it was on fire or something. You've seen these plumes are so thick at times. Anyway, whoever this plane was, it kept going to the west, and as far as I could see, this trail was laid. And the three trails quickly coalesced and then began to spread across the sky. And I watched them there spread out, at least a quarter of the way across the sky and then move slowly to the east. And I was right then and there. I said, that's it. This is not a joke.
Absolutely right, Jeff. And, you know, when we speak tonight, I'd like to say I could offer a more encouraging assessment than others might be. And tonight I will probably be taking issue with claims of any real decrease in this operation in the overall scale. But I'll approach that subject actually fairly gradually. There's a couple of things that prompted our meeting tonight. I'm actually not seeking to be in the public eye in any way.
No, you never were.
I would have to say that from a research side, my work, I'm really not real active in the research side right now, and that's probably the case for about 6 months now. And that is, that condition is reached as a result of an honest evaluation of the work that I'm able to conduct. And I would simply say that that my work has culminated in terms of what I am able to accomplish as an individual. I don't know that I can actually accomplish a great deal in terms of investigative research or scientific research beyond what I have been able to with the resources that I have available. We're at a point where there's simply a grassroots, the 100th monkey phenomenon that has to take place for this to proceed beyond what I've been able to do. Also, looking back, you know, as I view the work I've done, there's honestly nothing that I really care to retract in any of that work. You know, if I could identify a major flaw in the reasoning or an error, a significant body, a presumption that is an error that no longer fits the data, I would retract that. I would openly retract that and state so. But and this is not meant so much as a compliment as meant as an assessment of the seriousness that I put into this work when I did this. And the work stands as it is, and there is really little, if anything, that I would change other than maybe the terminology at the very beginning was really not known what we were dealing with, and it wasn't into it till a few years till I know it. You know that I avoided the term chemtrail simply because of the lack of seriousness given when the language is not something that can be discussed in a standard dictionary or scientific right. community.
Sure.
So that works hold, and I want to explain what sort of prompted our meeting tonight. You know, and what happened was the work stopped probably about 6 months ago in the research, and about 6 months before that, the documentary that I made was finished. That has come out at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for sending me a copy. It was excellent.
You're very welcome. And that work is making its mark. I know that it is to some degree. I know that it is being internationally distributed now. I'll give you just a side note. It's also unfortunate that we do not see any direct results, but I know that that documentary has been placed directly into the hands of certainly one of the wealthiest people in the entire world, a person noted for his environmental connections and concerns. I'm not going to be at liberty to state who it is, other than your candidate list is fairly small to work with, because I'm speaking at the highest echelon of wealth in the entire world, and that's through simply a fortuitous set of circumstances that I know it was delivered directly. Whether or not we're ever actually going to see any result or consequence of that, I don't know, but we can say by that, as well as other efforts I know that are working at the congressional level to get that into the hands of certain people that are trusted, which I think are few to come by right now, but we can no longer say that there is an ignorance at the highest levels of influence where something could be changed if somebody cared enough. I think that that's it's becoming broadly distributed enough, not just my work, but the issue itself at a grassroots level, that it's not a secret. There are people that know. There are people that have the power to influence events. And whether or not we're going to see that change, I don't know. We don't have it yet, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But what prompted my meeting with you again was a reaction to an article that you had posted about a week ago.
Right. Stand by right there, Clifford,
sure.
And we'll come back and pick that up. So we'll see where this goes now. I'm very anxious to find out what Clifford has to say. Again, I'm just not getting the reports I did. That doesn't mean it's not happening. Maybe people now just gotten to the point where, and maybe it was expected, that they would just accept these things as normal, which they certainly aren't. Aerosol spraying, where are we in 2006? All right, Clifford, go ahead.
Thanks, Jeff. You know, I should have sent you an email with my outline. I gave you part of it, but I want to give you the list of the topics that are on my mind tonight so you'll have an idea where we're going on the talk. The first is I'd like to make some comments on an article that was posted a few days ago.
Right.
Regarding the prediction of termination or cessation of the aerosol operations. I want to make some comments on that,
sure.
As well as my own observations as to what I've been seeing, which is what your opening topic is. The second thing I wanted to cover was a report on the reappearance of these very unusual fibers that came out of California. The third was also a comment on another article that was posted on your site. Truly unique in the sense that I haven't seen anywhere else, coming from Mahatma Gandhi University in India.
Yes.
Regarding some biological work. And then I wanted to make some comments on the biological research that I have done that prompted really my inquiry and comment to you to begin with on this thing from Indian University.
Mm-hmm.
The next topic would be some elaboration, if we didn't have a chance to go through it properly, which I don't think we did, some elaboration on this issue of potassium and metabolic salts in the human body and the environment, and how we may have some interactions with the electromagnetic radiation going on there.
Uh-huh.
And another topic, and again, I probably overextend myself as usual by the time I get going, but another topic is ionization studies that were done during this last year. That was probably the peak of my research.
Mm-hmm.
And then a parting comment on what we'd call a rather slightly humorous, sadly so, comment on the intelligence aspect.
Good.
Of this.
Right.
So that's an outline, just to give you an idea. In case I get too sidetracked, you can bring me back to it.
Okay.
But in terms of the first topic being some comments on this article that was posted, you know, you have described to the audience your experience there, I presume, in the western part of the country on either diminishing of the activity or certainly a decrease in the activity, the buzz of email right. responses and comments and just general commentary on this topic. And then the question is, has the operation actually diminished itself?
Right.
Here's my reaction to that thus far. First of all, I would state that I would take issue with any claim that the operation has ceased in any way. I would say I would actually characterize this as a fully in place. This operation is fully in place. And I brought up the topic, a word last time, that of a maintenance operation.
Right.
I see that still very much the case. Now, backing up a little bit, I wanted to describe this last summer. The summer of last year, and this went on for about 4 months, and I would put this time period, it must be about, I would say April, May, June, July, is that right, Carol? Somewhere in there, of last year.